we're 3 days into the election now, so I think it provides an interesting opportunity for the first female Prime Minister that we've had running. So I think we're going to see a lot of issues focused, a lot of media attention focused on what role gender plays in the election, and also I guess that recurring question of whether women and men are ready to elect a female Prime Minister, the concept that they didn't elect Julia Gillard. Now, whether or not that's true or not, certainly that's the public perception, that they didn't get a direct hand in voting her in. So there's going to be, if you like, a referendum on that process. In terms of issues, I think we're going to see the female vote attempted to be courted by both candidates. I think they're not going to do it in a way that's traditionally in terms of gender policy so much as family policy. And I think you've seen certainly Julia Gillard come out with a lot of policies that look like micro-level family policies. And these are policies that are going to try and court women through appealing to their family sensibilities and appealing to their, financial hardships that they're experiencing post-global financial crisis. So you're seeing things of micro nature like school uniform subsidies and that kind of thing.